Today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Ayin Aleph. We didn't have a shir yesterday, so we'll pick up from daf Ayin Amid Beis. We'll guess where we would have gotten to. We probably would have gotten about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the page, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. First words on the line are Min HaBechorah. We'll pick up from the quotation of the Pasuk. Mar Bahona B'neshach V'sarbis L'chonein Dalim Yikbitzenu. So my L'chonein Dalim, what does it mean? You're going to be for the giving of the poor people. So Amarav Kigon Shvar Malka, like King Shavur. What was King Shavur's minhag? So Rashi says Melech Paras Haya V'notol Mamon MiYisrael. He would take money from Jews V'chonein Behem Dalim Nachrim, and he would give it to the non-Jewish poor. Shehim Dalim Min HaMitzvos, who are poor from mitzvos. That's what it means, that he would take the money from the Jews and give it to the Gayim. Amrav Nachman, Amrli Huna Lo Nitzrucha Elada Afilu Ribis Dovid Kochavim. He says, no, even when we speak about the fact that a person loses his money if he lends with ribis, so it not only means if you lend with ribis to Jews, you're going to lose your money. Even when you lend with ribis to Goyim, you're going to lose your money. So Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav asks Rav Nachman, what do you mean? Shteit in Pasuk, L'nachri Sashich. Right? It says you're supposed to lend with ribis to Goyim. My Sashich, Lav Tishoch. Doesn't Tashich mean Tishoch, mean that you're allowed to take Neshech from a guy, that you're allowed to receive Neshech from a guy? So how can you tell me that you're going to lose your money if you take Neshech from a guy? So it says, Gemara, lo, Tashich. No, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to take Neshech from a guy. It means you're allowed to give Neshech to a guy, that he's allowed to lend with you Ribis, and you're allowed to pay Ribis to a guy, but not that you're allowed to collect Ribis from a guy. If you collect Ribis from a guy, you're still going to lose your money. When the Pasuk says, L'nachri Tashich, it means you should pay Ribis to a guy. So says the Gemara, really? Lo sagi delavachi? You have to pay Ribis to a guy? You have to borrow money with Ribis to a guy? There's a mitzvah to do that? Why would there be a mitzvah to be ma'ashir to make the guy wealthy? It doesn't make sense that there should be such a mitzvah, there's such a requirement to give Ribis to a guy. So he said, no, la'afuke achicha delo. No, it's coming to tell you that there's a mitzvah not to give Ribis to another Jew. So says the Gemara, well, achicha behedya kasav bay, l'achicha lo tashich. What do you mean? We already have a beferish apostle that says that you're not allowed to give Ribis to your fellow Jew. It says, l'achicha lo tashich. So it says, Gemara, lavra lav, base velos hasei. It's just coming to tell you that you're in violation of not only a los hasei of l'achicha lo tashich, it's also a violation of an asei, l'nachri tashich, when you go and you give Ribis payments to a Jew. But the pasuk is not telling me that you're allowed to or required to take ribis from a guy. Taking ribis from a guy, enochinami, might be aser. Frak the Gemara, what? Esvei, lovin mehenu malvin osam beribis, v'chein begar toshav. We had our Mishnah, the top of the Amud. The Mishnah says beferish that you're allowed to borrow from and lend to the guy with ribis. And even a ger toshav, you could do the same. Ger toshav, definition of a ger toshav is the subject of Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi on the bottom of Ein Aleph Amin Aleph writes, Ger Toshav is Shekibel Olav Lo Lavod Avodos Kochavim V'Ochel Nevelos. A guy who's Mekabel on himself that he's not going to be over to Avodah Zarah. A guy who's Mekabel on himself, he's not going to be over to Avodah Zarah, but he's still Ochel Nevelos and everything else. But Rashi seems to define that the only requirement the Ger Toshav really has is that he's not going to be over to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, I think, says that the Ger Toshav has to be Mekabel all Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach, which, I mean, everyone is chayiv to do it, but the Ger Toshav is someone who's going to live in Eretz Yisrael, be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and we have certain requirements of how to treat him in a nicer way than we would otherwise treat Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or people who have not been Mekabel Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But either way, the Mishnah says Beferish that you're allowed to both borrow from and lend to a guy with ribis. So how can you tell me that you're not allowed to lend money to a guy with ribis, that you're only allowed to borrow from him with ribis? When the Mishnah says you're allowed to do it, that's only for your bare sustenance, what you need to support yourself. More than kedei chayev, more than what your basic necessities, you're not allowed to lend to a guy with ribis. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, no, different answer. No, it's only by Talmidei Chachamim that are allowed to lend to a guy with ribis. Why? Time am I goes Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan initially come along and say not to lend to a guy with ribis? Shema yimlon mi ma'asav. We were afraid you're going to learn from his ma'asim. V'kiva de Talmud Chacham hu lo yimlon mi ma'asav. And since he's a Talmud Chacham, we don't have to worry that you're going to be lomed, that you're going to learn from his actions, and therefore a Talmud Chacham is less susceptible to learning from the guy's actions. So the Talmud Chacham is allowed to lend to a guy with ribbis, but the regular guy is not allowed to lend to a guy with ribbis. So essentially what the Gemara says is the pasuk of Lenachri Sashich does not mean to tell me necessarily that you're allowed to take ribbis from a guy, just that you're allowed to and encouraged to give ribbis to a guy as opposed to giving ribbis to a Jew, which you're not allowed to do. But the pasuk says, but the Mishnah says beferish that you are allowed to take ribbis from a guy. Yeah, the Mishnah says that, but maybe the Mishnah is only talking about Kedei Chayav, which is therefore going to be necessary, and or maybe the Mishnah is only talking about Talmidei Chachamim. Now, what's unclear to me is once you're going into these answers of Kedei Chayav and Talmidei Chachamim, how does that reflect on how we read the pasuk of Lenachri Sashich? I mean, are we saying Lenachri Sashich means really you're allowed to borrow money you're allowed to lend money to a guy with ribbis? Maybe that's what the pasuk really means, the original Havamin. We go back to the beginning, that really you're allowed to lend money to a guy with ribbis. And there's a dinder Rabbanan, because Shema Yilmon Mimasov, that you're not allowed to do it. The Rabbanan came along and said you're not allowed to do it, but for a Talmud Chacham we make an exception. Or maybe no. Maybe we're sticking with our understanding of Lenachri Sashich, meaning that you're allowed to borrow money from a guy with ribbis, but the Torah never gives a heter to lend money to a guy with ribbis. Now, the Torah never gives a heter doesn't necessarily mean that the Torah asers it. It just means the Torah doesn't say anything about it, and the Rabbanan then came along and asered it. And when the Rabbanan came along and asked it, they did it because either Asi Lemisrach or Yilmon Mima'aseihem, and the heterim that they gave are either Kedei Chayav or Talmidei Chachamim. Now if you look at Tosos has a number of Yisodos in this bottom Tosos on Ayin Amud Bey. It's very important Tosos. Says Tosos, meaning going on the question of Tashach Lo Sagi Lafachi, when the Gemara says that you're allowed to give ribbis to a guy, so the Gemara says, really, that's what the Pasuk is telling me? That you have to give ribbis to a guy? There's a mitzvah to support him by paying him ribbis when you borrow money from him? That can't be what the Pasuk is telling me. So says Tosos, but had the Pasuk been telling me I'm allowed to take ribbis from a guy, then we wouldn't have had any kashas, then that would have been fine. Why would that have been any better? So Tosos explains. No, we'd understand very well if the Torah was requiring me to take ribbis from a guy, that I'd understand perfectly. Because there's an issue in the Torah called Lo Sichanim, where you're not allowed, which means three different things, but one of the things that it means is that Lo Sitin Lahem Matnas Chinam, you're not allowed to give a gift for free to a guy. And therefore, we would understand that this is an extension of that. Just like you're not allowed to give a gift for free when you don't expect anything in return to a guy, you're also not allowed to lend him money for free. And that would make sense. Kedamar kra lo sichanim. Va'od, sha'amra kasav lahavos lem beribis. And the Torah goes out of its way and says, yes, yeah, so make sure when you lend them money, you lend them with ribbis. So that would have made sense. But to tell me that the Torah is going out of its way to tell me to pay ribbis to a guy, that doesn't make sense. Frektosos, vim tomor mai parach mei haikra. But still, what are we asking? We're saying, how can you tell me the Torah is saying that I'm supposed to pay ribbis to a guy? Hello, meaning I thought it's usher to pay ribbis to a guy. I'm sorry, meaning we said, how can you tell me that the Torah says to take ribbis from a guy? It says in our Mishnah that... say again. How can you tell me that the Torah is saying that you're supposed to pay ribbis to a guy, but the Torah does not allow me to take ribbis from a guy? It says in our Mishnah that you're allowed to take ribbis from a guy. So he says, what are you talking about? Hello, Asra, Elmi Rabban, Gzerisham Yilmon Mimaisav, Gdamirim Besamuch. The whole Isser of taking ribbis from a guy is only Midrabanan. So what are we asking from a Pasuk? You know, the Pasuk says that you should take ribbis from a guy, but we thought it's Asra to take ribbis from a guy. No, it's Asra Midrabanan. Midoraisa, the Torah tells me to take ribbis from a guy. Why is that a problem? Why is it a problem to say that the Torah tells me to take ribbis from a guy, and yet the Chacham tell me not to? It's a din d'rabbanan. The Chacham came along and made a din d'rabbanan. So says Tosfos Yesod. V'yishlomer d'hachi parach. The question really is as follows. Mehai kra. Kiva d'amar rachmana l'nachri tashich. If the Torah is telling me to take ribbis from a guy, lo haya l'ham l'chacham l'asar. The Chacham never should have come along and made it asar. Says the Rashash, you know what that means? That's a riot to the Taz that we've mentioned on numerous occasions, where the Taz says in Yerodea Kuf Yud Zayin and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and somewhere in Chosh Mish, but also the Taz says the Yisod, that even though the Rabbanon are allowed to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah B'Shevi Al Taseh, the Chacham are allowed to tell you to go against what it says in the Torah in a passive way, but the Chachamim are not allowed to be Oker Dover Mi Kol V'Kol. They're not allowed to completely uproot a din in the Torah, a phrase in the Torah, and say that that phrase in the Torah never ever applies. That they don't have the koach to do. So the Gemara's question is, how can you tell me the Chachamim Aser taking ribbis from a guy if it's beferish words in the Torah that says that you're supposed to take ribbis from a guy? It can't be that the Chacham would Aser what it says beferish in the Torah. Yes, the Chacham could Aser sometimes what it says beferish in the Torah. They could tell you don't take ribbis from a guy on Tuesdays if the Torah says you can take ribbis from a guy, because the din of the Torah would still apply the other 6 days of the week. Well, maybe not Shabbos. The other 5 days of the week, right? It would still apply in the other days of the week. But the Chachamim cannot take something that it says in the Torah and say that it never applies. This Tosos is a raya to that Taz. Tosos seems to be saying the same Yisod as the Taz. That's where the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah asks why we don't aser blowing shofar on Shabbos because of Gzeir Shem Yisak and Klishir. And the Taz says because we can't. It says beferish in the Torah that you blow shofar, so you can't. We can't be oker the din min haTorah. Again, that Taz appears in numerous places. Says Tosos Vayter v'had darsh lemikra de Shlomo afal gav d'lasu mishum Gzeira. Wait a second. How are we using pesukim by Shlomo Amelech if the whole iser is only an iser midrabanan of taking ribbis from a guy? He says efshar de Shlomo Gazar. Shlomo was a rabbi too. So maybe yes, it's an iser d'rabanan, but the rabbi who made it aser was none other than Shlomo Amelech. Inami, or else possible, Shlomo Dibir Ribbis Daraisa, Rabbanan Hudas Mechum Melsayu Akradidei. That Shlomo was speaking about Ribbis Daraisa. The Rabbanan came and connected their din to the Pasuk of Shlomo. It was an Asmachta, but it was really a din to Rabbanan that came later than the times of Shlomo. Frek Tosos, a new question. There are like three parts of this Tosos. That was part one. Frek Tosos, a new question. What about nowadays? Nowadays we always lend money with Ribbis to a guy. In fact, the Rambam writes, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that there's a mitzvah to lend money with ribbis to a guy. That it's actually one of the mitzvahs. L'nach b'sashich, they all ask that he seems to be against this Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say, no, the l'nach b'sashich means that you're allowed to give ribbis. When you borrow money from a guy, you should pay him with ribbis. Not that you should take ribbis from him, but nevertheless, the Rambam understands that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to practice normal business practice with a guy, and that involves taking ribbis from him and not to give him the special treatment you would normally give to your brother, you would normally give to a Jew. But anyway, says Tosfos, but wait a second, our Gemara seems to say that there's an issur d'rabbanan of lending or taking ribbis from a guy because you're going to come to be lomin mimasav, asil misrach, right? You're going to come to become like them. Why do we do it nowadays? So Tosfos says there are a number of justifications for this. He says, first of all, Omar Rabbeinu Tam Yishum Bishal So from Halacha Achara Mekel V'kayim Lan Kidach Lishum Damasni Had Rav Huna Abraisa Rav Yosef V'lasum Yalam Rav Nachman Rav Huna Ribbis Dinapri. He says, first of all, there's going to be another day in the Gemara that we're going to quote that's going to learn totally differently. That's going to say that you're allowed to lend ribbis to a guy. You're allowed to do loans with Gayim that involve ribbis. So it could be we pass them like that Shita, especially since it's the more Mekel Shita, and at least with ribbis Rabbanan, we're going to be more Mekel. Or since the whole din of not lending ribbis to a guy is a din to Rabbanan, so we're going to be more Mekel and follow the other Shita. That's one possibility. Says the other possibility is, even within the Shita that it's Aser, it says Kidei Chayov is Mutter. For your basic sustenance, for what you basically need to live, it's Mutter. So it says financial pressures are such today, are so enormous today, that everything is kedei chayev. Whenever we can scrounge together a couple of bucks, however we can do it, it's always kedei chayev. It's always the basic sustenance. Now, if that's the answer, then it would really depend on time and place, right? If you already have two Mercedes parked in the driveway, and you'd really like a third, that's probably not kedei chayev. Right, kedei chayev would have to depend on in times of Tosfos. Tosfos was saying nowadays people have such high taxes, etc. So kedei chayev, everything is really kedei chayev. V'od another possibility: sha'anu shruyin bein umos v'yev shalom l'stakav b'shum davar im lo nisav nitani mahem. It says Tosfos, you know when this issur was made that you're not allowed to lend with ribbis to a guy because you might come to learn from them. That's when Jews lived in a ghetto somewhere and they didn't. They really had no interactions with Gaim. All their business was with Jews. They owned, the shoemaker worked for Jews, and the supermarket, all for Jews. Everything was within the Jewish community, and the community was what was always all business was within each other. So the only threat of Yilmon Mimaseyem was if you start lending with ribbis, because you can't do that with another Jew, so you're going to go lend with ribbis to a guy. But nowadays, all of our business is with Gaiim. So why would lending with ribbis be any more of a threat than doing any of our other business? So nowadays, that all of our business is with Gaiim, it doesn't make sense to dafka pick on ribbis and say, oh, no, there you shouldn't have connections to Gaiim. Once we're already doing everything else, all our other business, Chazal never made an isser on doing other businesses with Gaiim. It's just that it was never necessary. We never really did. So once we're already doing all other business with Gaiim, so there's no need to make a special isser on ribbis. That's Tosa's final justification. Then Frank tells us, but wait a second, when Yecheskel Navi was Mechaya Mesim, one of the people he was not Mechaya was a guy who was Malva Beribis. So he says, but what does that mean to imply that Ribis Akum is Aser? So he says, Yeshlamar Shema B'nei Noachayu Musharin al Ribis Kumosho Huzaru al Gezel. So says a phenomenal Kiddush. This is the third part of Tosfos. It says, maybe there's an Isser for Gayim to lend with Ribis, just like there's an Isser for Jews to lend with Ribis. Unbelievable. No, we always think that this is not at all no gay out to Gaiim. He says maybe a guy is not even allowed to lend to another guy with ribbis. Maybe there's an isser for guy to lend with ribbis. Where do you come up with such an isser? Find it. What does it say in the Torah that a guy is not allowed to lend with ribbis? So it says, tells us, Afagav the ribbis lasim gezel. It's not gezel, right? And a guy is not allowed to steal, but it's ribbis isn't gezel. Still, he says, how do we darshan that a guy is not allowed to steal? Because the pasuk says, "Mikol etzagan, mikol etzagan tochel." You're allowed to eat from all the etzagan. From in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam Rishon, "You're allowed to eat from all the trees except for this one." So he says, "You're allowed to eat from all the trees." And the Chazal darshan velo gazel. Yeah, these trees you're allowed to eat from because that's not stealing. But we see from there, you're not allowed to take stolen property. That's the drasha. So he says it's such a vague drasha, so wide open. You could say velo ona, velo ribbis. Right, you can eat from all the trees because none of those trees are ribbis, and none of those trees are ona, and none of those trees are cake. I mean, it's a very difficult drasha to understand, but nevertheless, none of those trees are ribbis. So maybe through that you can include an isser to lend with ribbis. So okay, so that's the yisod of Tosas, that he has that possibility at least at the end that maybe there's an isser for a guy to lend with ribbis as well. Tosos, just to finish it off, he says that it could be that a guy is allowed to lend with ribbis. Why by Yecheskel was the hinat mechayy that mace that lent with ribbis? So not because the guy did an isser, meaning most of them did not have tchiyas hamesim. There were a very few select mesim that were zochet. They must have had some extraordinary zochets. So to not lend with ribbis would have been an extraordinary zochets, but it's not that they were mechuyev to do it. The average person did not have tchiyas hamesim yet, so that was it. That's why he didn't have tchiyas hamesim. Okay. Anyway, let's says the Gemara Vayter. We are at the top of the page on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Time of my we just did that about four lines in. Ikad masin la lahad Rav Huna aha. Some teach Rav Huna's statement on the following. Ditani Rav Yosef im kesef talves ami es haani imach. So we dash in the following Seder Kedima in terms of lending money. If you have money to give out, so ami v'nachri ami kodem, and you have the option of either giving it to a Jew to lend or to a guy, you should give it to a Jew. Ani v'ashir ani kodem, you have the option of giving it to a poor person or to a rich person. Poor person should come first. Ani yecha v'aniye ircha, you have the possibility of giving it to a poor person in your family, in your immediate family, or someone who lives in your city, aniyecha kodmin, you should give it to someone who's from your family first. Now, we recognize these halachos of kedima from the halachos of tzedakah, right? This is not talking about tzedakah now, we're talking about lending money, but nevertheless, it's the same kedimos that we have when it comes to tzedakah, right? If you have an ani in your family, that certainly comes before aniye ircha. You have aniye ircha comes before aniye aniyim of other cities, right? These are all dine kedima of tzedakah. In fact, the Rambam doesn't quote all these halachos of kedima in the halachos of halva'a. He only quotes it in the halachos of tzedakah, possibly because he assumes that you can make the connection. right? That if this is true by tzedakah, it doesn't. There's no reason why it shouldn't also be true by other types of giving and helping people out. So when it comes to helping people out, this is the Seder Kedima. Aniye irchav, aniye iracheres. If it's between aniyim from your city or aniyim from another city, aniye ircha kodmin. Then aniyim from your city come first. It's interesting that the Gemara skips a step, right? It doesn't say anything about aniye eretz Yisrael. When it comes to tzedakah, we say that aniyei eretz Yisrael come before aniyei shar ha'yaros, right? Aniyei shar mekamos, that my city before aniyei eretz Yisrael, and then aniyei eretz Yisrael before everywhere else. I once asked Rav Shechter how to divide that, meaning does aniyei yircha kodmi mean that if there's any ani in your city, all your money should go to aniyei yircha and none of it should ever leave the city? Because that's unbelievable, right? Then it would turn out that as long as there are aniyim, and what's the definition of an ani? So, you know, depending on, there might be plenty of people that, you know, in the, let's say in the Five Towns community, if no money left the Five Towns community because there's still aniyim here, and zero left, that would be crippling to, like, organizations throughout the world, right? It would be a boon for the aniyei yircha, but still, it's a nothing should leave if they're aniyei yircha. So he said that he thought there should be, I forgot what he said, either he said two-thirds, one-third, or three-quarters, one-quarter. I forgot how he said it. But he said there's a certain percentage that you should divide. Aniyei yircha get this percentage, and then aniyei yircha eres. And then of that, you know, aniyei eretz Yisrael should get that same percentage from within that smaller amount, and aniyei other cities should divide it in that way, roughly divide it in that way. He also holds that aniyei yircha doesn't necessarily mean people who live in your city. Aniyei yircha, he often says, means. What's the svara of aniyei yircha? It's that tzedakah starts at home, right? You have to start with those that are closest to you. So he says aniyei yircha might mean those that you have the strongest connection with. So if there's a Talmud Chacham or something that taught your children Torah, and he happens to live somewhere far away, but you have a strong connection with him because he taught your children a yeshiva that you sent your kids to, so that you may have a much greater shaychus to that, and maybe a more worthy recipient of your tzedakah money than some yeshiva in your neighborhood. There are 18 yeshivas in your neighborhood, and you have no connection to that yeshiva. So it could be that ircha is not necessarily geographical; it's an emotional connection. But anyway, Amar Mar, what do we say? Ami v'nachri, ami kodem. When it comes to lending money to a Jew or to a guy, Jew comes first. So pshita. Why would you have a havmin otherwise? Now, even if you have the opportunity to lend to a guy with ribbis and to a Jew without ribbis, so you're passing up a money-making opportunity by lending to the Jew, still pass up that money-making opportunity to lend to the Jew. Now, generally speaking, you don't have to go through a major hefsid for mitzvos, right, to be able to do a mitzvah kiyumis of lending money to a Jew. But over here, apparently, it's not defined as a hefsid. It's not a hefsid mamon. It's just that you're passing up an opportunity for making money. It's not that you're losing money that you have. You're passing up an opportunity to make money. It could also be that the Rambam would understand that what kind of svar is this? That Jewish aniyim come before aniyei akum, right? Come before implies that aniyei akum beribis is also a mitzvah. Right? Meaning the fact that there's a kedima implies that they're both mitzvahs, which mitzvah is better? Just like every other issue of kedima on the list. Is there are two mitzvahs, aniyei ircha is a mitzvah, giving to other aniyim is also a mitzvah, which mitzvah is better, which one comes first? So it sounds like this is also a mitzvah. Maybe that's where the Rambam gets the idea that lending money to a guy with ribbis is a mitzvah. You're supposed to lend money to a guy with ribbis. But anyway, aniyei Yisrael come first. Even without ribbis, especially without ribbis. Tanya, Am Rav Yossi, Borei Sam Yosei Neim Shal Mavli Ribbis, says, come see how blind people who lend money with ribbis are. Adam Karel Chaveru Russia. If a person calls his friend a Russia, Yori Dimo L'chayev, you're ready to kill him, you're ready to take away his livelihood, right? If someone publicly calls you a Russia because he ruins your good name, your number one asset, no matter what you do in business, is your good name. And if he starts calling you a Russia and people are hesitant and they don't know whether to believe it, but let's play it safe, and they start staying away from you, he's destroyed you. So you want to kill the guy if he calls you a Russia publicly. And yet, people who lend money with ribbis, what do? They mivin edim v'lavla v'kulmus v'diyo v'kosvin v'chosvin ploni zek kafar b'elokei Yisrael. You're bringing edim and you're bringing the ink and the paper and everything just to write down and declare that I am kafar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're doing when you're lending money with ribbis. You're trying to make a public show about how you're a Russia. Someone else calls you a Russia, you're ready to kill him. But you're willing to make a public show of how you call yourself a Rasha when you lend money with ribbis. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon and Lazar Omer, call me Shir Shlomo'os, Malvos, some Shaloba ribbis. Anyone who has money and lends without charging ribbis, Allah Kasav Omer, about him, the Pasuk says, Kaspa lo nasan b'neshach, b'neshach v'shochel al naki lo lakach, that if you do this, then your money's not going to go away. Then you'll be able to preserve your money nicely. Halamadito, which teaches you, conversely, that shekala malva beribis nechasav mesmotetin. That if you lend money with ribis, you can say goodbye to your money. It's going to slowly go away. Asks the Gemara an unusual question. We've seen lots of people not lend money with ribis and still lose their money. Now, I would have asked it the other way. I've seen lots of people lend money with ribbis and not lose their money. Apparently, the Gemara is assuming that wouldn't be a kasha. Why would that not be a kasha? I'm not sure. Maybe because obviously, in the short term, when you lend money with ribbis, you're going to make a lot of money, and you don't know what the long term holds for these people. So you don't really know. But on the people who don't lend money with ribbis, you can't imagine why they would ever lose money. Right? When they don't lend money with ribbis, you would imagine that the schar should be that they shouldn't lose money at all. Samar Rablazer says, no, you have to understand that has to be viewed in the long term as well. That these people, people who lend money with ribbis, are going to lose money eventually and they're never going to get it back. But the people who don't lend money with ribbis may lose money for a little bit, but because obviously in the short term, when you're doing business, conducting business like that, you may lose money like that, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see to it that they're going to be okay in the long term. So just a couple of things. Tosus over here said, Adam kari l'chaver Rasha yorei nima l'chayev. What does it mean? Someone calls you a Rasha, you're yorei nima l'chayev. You want to go after his life. So it says Tosus, unbelievably, kasuv b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim, that it says in the tshuvas ha-ga'onim b'shem Rabbi Tzadokon, that you're allowed to go and burn one third of his produce because he called you a Rasha. Says Tosos, "V'tema gadol minayin loze." Where in the world did he get that from? Where's there a heter for that? A guy calls me a Rasha, I'm allowed to take a torch and burn down a third of his produce. So the Achronim work on it to try to figure it out, but it's unbelievable. Shita, what does that mean that you're allowed to go burn a third of his produce? What? Must mean I don't know. I mean, it's about Rasha. Why would you say that? Rasha lists of shlishvus. That's what the Achronim say. That it must be that a third represents his ribbis earnings or something like that. You know, I don't know. Karav l'schar and rachok lehevsid, and that's the definition is a third. Rashi says. That you can ruin his business. And he says, he says, but I find that very difficult, that the Torah allows revenge like that. He says, I don't know where in the world, where my Torah allows revenge like that, just because someone calls you a Rasha. And he says, furthermore, the Gemara has the expression of Yoridim al-Lachayiv in a different context. The Gemara in Ksuba says, Ad Shtei Masrei Shana Miskal Galadim in Beno, that until the age of 12, a person should be easygoing with his child in terms of training him for mitzvos, mikanve, and teaching him Torah, mikanve iluch Yoridim al-Lachayiv. But afterwards, you're Yoridim al-Lachayiv. What, does that mean you're supposed to stop feeding him? Yoridim al-Lachayiv means you should take away. What does that mean? Take away his business? He's 12 years old. He doesn't have a business. His lemonade stand. What are you taking away from him? Right? So he says it doesn't sound like Yoridim al-Lachayiv means you take away his business. It means you're allowed to be much tougher on him. You're allowed to be much tougher with a guy once he calls you a Rasha. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara. Oh, and another thing, another very important Tosos. The Gemara asks, I see people who don't lend with ribbis and they still lose their money. So it says, well, maybe they do another Avera that causes them to lose their money. Meaning, what kind of kasha? If you lend with ribbis, you're going to lose your money. So if you don't lend with ribbis, you're going to keep your money unless you do something else that causes you to lose your money. So he says, Vim Tomar, Dilma Mishum Shara Averas Aksuvim Bosa Pasuk. There are other Averas in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vishokhan Anaki Lolokach. It says that you're not going to lose your money if you don't take Shokhan. So maybe he took a bribe, and that's why he's losing his money. So it says, Vishom at the park, the Chazin Tzadikim Gemurim Nami Mismot. Now the Kasha is that we see Tzadikim Gemurim also suffering like this. Inami the Rabbi Kiva Park, the Darish Pursov Makas, also Ela Osa Achas Mikola Loyimot. Or we understand the Pasuk is saying that if you do any one of these things properly, then you're not going going to lose your money. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta, Lama Sabbat Bogdim Tachrish Kabbalah Rasha Tzadik Mimenu, that a Rasha is going to swallow up at someone who's a Tzadik Mimenu. Amra Funa Tzadik Mimenu Balea, Tzadik Amarena Balea. Yes, he'll be able to be Balea, someone who's a greater Tzadik than him, but he's not going to be Balea, someone who's a great, who's a Tzadik Gomor. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gerit Tzedek Ha'omer Le'inyin Mechira, V'ger Toshav Ha'omer Le'inyin Ribis, the reference to a Gerit Tzedek by selling, and the reference to a Gerit Toshav in regards to Ribis, Eini Yodea Mahu, I don't know what it's about. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Gerit Tzedek Ha'omer Le'inyin Mechira, where do we refer to a Gerit Tzedek by selling? D'chsiv Chiyam Ha'chichim Ha'chvinim Kalacha V'lo Lecha Ela L'ger. Right, it says that your brother becomes poor and he's sold to you, not only to you, but even to a Ger, not only is he going to be sold to a ger tzedek, meaning a real ger, but even to a ger toshev who's really a guy. Shnemar leger toshev mishpachas ger zehanachri. And then it says mishpachas ger teaches me a regular guy. Kshomer ola eker zehanim kal avodas kachav matzma. Then it says ola eker tells me that ultimately he's going to be sold to avodas zara itself. Amar mar v'lo lecha el leger shnemar leger lememar de ger kani eved ivri. Wait, does this whole drasha seem to imply that a ger is able to acquire an eved ivri? Or a minhi ein ager nikna beved ivri ve'ein isha v'ger konin eved ivri. A ger can't be acquired as an eved ivri, nor can he acquire an eved ivri. Ger lo nikna beved ivri. How do I know a ger can't be acquired as an eved ivri? Because it says by an eved ivri at the end of his service, v'shaval mishpachta b'inan, that he goes back to his family. V'haleka, he doesn't have a family if he's a ger. V'ein isha v'ger konin eved ivri. How do I know a woman and a ger are not allowed to acquire an eved ivri? Isha la varochara. For a woman, it's just inappropriate. She's a single woman and she's going to own an eved ivri. It's not going to look good. Ger nami gemiri demikni kani t'lo mikni lo kani. And the ger we know cannot acquire an eved ivri, because anyone who cannot be acquired as an eved ivri is not allowed to acquire an eved ivri. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Eino kona v'dino ki Yisrael, aval kona v'dino kenachri. No, he's not allowed to be kona an eved ivri and have the same din of Yisrael, but he's going to be kona an eved ivri and it will have the same din as a guy. Detanya, because we have a brisa, hanirtza v'animka l'nachri, Eino oved lo osa ben v'lo osa bas. Someone who had the ear piercing after his service was over to maintain the service, and someone who was sold to a guy doesn't work for the son or the daughter of his master. So you see that he has a different set of rules. Amar Mar, we also said, Ve'ein yishav eger konin eved ivri. An isha and a ger cannot acquire an eved ivri. Name of the Lord, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That seems against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, isha kones ha-shvachos ve'inu kones ha-vadim. That a woman is allowed to be kona maid servants, but not male servants. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar, af kones ha-vadim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, even a woman could be kona male servants. So isn't that against what we just said? So answers more not. Feel the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, v'lo kasha. Kan be'eved ivri, kan be'eved eved kanani. Difference between an eved ivri and eved kanani. Eved ivri tzniyala, an eved ivri, if she has an affair with him, or she sleeps with him, she can trust that he's not going to go blabbing about it. It's not going to be water cooler talk. So she's okay with that, and therefore we're suspicious. Eved kanani paritzla, the eved kanani is going to go bragging about it to his friends. So she's going to be much more careful with her eved kanani, and therefore we allow her to own an eved kanani. Frek the Gemara, ela hadatani Rav Yosef armata lo tarbi kalba, that an almana shouldn't raise a dog, she shouldn't have a dog. V'lo tishri barbe rav bu'ushpiza, nor should she put up a yeshiva student in her house to sleep. Bishlam barbe rav tzniela. I understand the yeshiva student is going to keep things quiet, and that's why we don't trust her with the yeshiva student. Ela kalba kivin de misrach ba mirtasa. But the dog, if she sleeps with the dog, she commits bestiality with the dog. So the dog's going to be following her around. It's going to look terrible for her. So how can we trust her with the dog? So says Gemara. Why can't we trust her with the dog? So says Gemara, no. Amri, when people see a dog following a woman around, they're not going to immediately, their mind doesn't immediately jump to bestiality, right? They're going to say, kiven de chishadi lei umtza, masuch basra, amri in, shi mishum umtza, chishadi lei hu de masuch. She probably feeds the dog, so the dog follows her around, because very often that's what animals do. When you feed them, they start to follow you around. Tos over here says that mishum lazus fasayim bialma, this is all just because people say ridiculous things. It's not that we're actually choshed that a woman's going to sleep with a dog. He says there's no isra of yichud between a woman and an animal. Right? There's no sort of yichud, so it's not that there's an actual chashash. Ger Toshav Hamerlin Ribis Mahi. What was the reference to Ger Toshav in regards to Ribis? Dichsiv Chiyamach Chicho Mati Yado Imach Vechzaktabo Ger V'Toshav Chayimach Al Tikach Meito Neshach V'Tarbis V'Yareisa Melkecha. Good. That's what the pasuk says. V'Chay Chicho Imach V'Chay Chicho Imach Urminhi Lovin Mehenu Malvinosan BeRibis V'Chein BeGer Toshav. Doesn't our Mishnah say you're allowed to lend to a guy and borrow from a guy with Ribis and also a Ger Toshav? So how can you tell me that you're not allowed to lend money with ribis to a ger toshav? And so Zgmar Amram Nachum Yisrael Miksiv Al Tikach Meitam Meitoksiv Meisrael. No, when the pasuk says you're not allowed to take ribis, it's not referring to the ger toshav. It's only referring to a Jew. But it mentions ger toshav in the pasuk. Yeah, but that's in regards to the other things that are mentioned in the pasuk of v'chayachichimach. They have to support the ger toshav. That applies to a ger toshav as well. But the issue to take ribis doesn't apply to a ger toshav. That only applies to a regular Jew. Tan rabbanan al tikach meito neshach v'sarbis avlatanasilo arev. You're not allowed to take ribis, but you're allowed to be a co-signer on his ribis loan. Leman, who are we talking about over here? Ilema arev liyisrael. If we say you're going to be a co-signer on a Jewish loan that involves ribis, v'atane elu ofen belos haseh amalva valova areva edim. But we said that the violators of the ribis prohibition in the ribis deal are not only the malva and the lova, the borrower and the lender, but also the edim and also the co-signer. So we can't possibly be saying that on a regular loan of ribis between a Jew and a Jew that you're allowed to be a co-signer. That can't be. That's one of the people that's usher to be involved is the co-signer. Ella must be lenachri. We're dealing with the case of a guy. V'kiman de dine de nachri de azil basar arva iuniv de kashak l'mirabisa. And since the din of the laws of the Gayim are that they go after the co-signer when they want to get paid, so it's as if you're directly involved in the deal with the Nachri, and the Nachri is going to be taking the ribis from you. Amrav Sheshes Shekibel of meaning the Gemara is asking, no, so isn't that a problem that it's going to be since the halachas they go after the cosigner, I'm sorry, so the even though there's a nachri in the middle, the Jew is going to be taking the ribis from you because he's going to go after the cosigner and you're the cosigner. So Amrav Sheshes Shekibel of Ladun B'dinei Yisrael. No, we're dealing with a case where they're following Jewish rules, they're not following the non-Jewish rules, so they don't go after the cosigner first. Ikibel of Ladun B'dinei Yisrael ribis nami lo lishkal. But if they are following Dina Yisrael, then why is there ribis involved? There shouldn't have been any ribis in the first place. Rav Sheshes Shekibel of Luzu v'lo Kibel of Luzu. No, they partially accept Dina Yisrael, not totally. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osef Shal Nachri Midasa Nachri. The Mishnah then said that Malvi Yisrael Ma'osef Shal Nachri, Jew is allowed to lend the money of a guy with the guy's knowledge. So what does that mean? Tan Rabbanan. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osef Shal Nachri Midasa Nachri Avalo Midas Yisrael Ketzad. What's this talking about? So Yisrael shalava mos min anachri b'ribis. So if a Jew borrows money from a guy with ribis, ubikesh lachzirim lo, and he's ready to return the money to the guy. I borrowed $100 from a guy, I now owe him $125 because there's ribis, and I'm ready to give it to him. I have the money. Then masu Yisrael acher, and I run into another Jew in the street, v'amar lo, and he says to me, t'name li, give him to me, v'aniya l'chakadar shata malalo, and don't worry, I'll pay you whatever ribis payments you're going to owe the guy now because you're not paying him back now. I'll pay that to you. I'll take care of you. Usser, that's going to be usser, because then it's a separate deal between me and this other Jew, and that's going to, where he's paying me ribis. But if I'm ready to pay the guy back, and the guy says, you know what, give it to him, and he'll pay the extra, he'll pay the ribis, so then it's really a deal between the guy and this third party, not between me and the third party. The guy's just saying, why go through the formality of handing the money to me just so I could hand it to this other Jew? You just give it straight to him, but it's really my loan. So that's going to be mutter. V'chein nachri shalav amos misal. The same if a guy borrows money from a Jew, beribis, with ribis, who bikesh achzirim lo, and he's ready to give it back. Matzu Yisrael acher, and another Jew finds this guy ready to pay back the first Jew the money with the ribis, v'amar lo, and the second Jew says, t'neim li v'aniel chakadar shatam al lo. Give me the money and I'll take care of it. Mutter, that's mutter. V'mem, idu etzel Yisrael aser. But if the Jew was involved, the first Jew was involved in the deal with the second Jew, he says, don't give me the money back, just give it to that other Jew and he'll pay the ribis, that's going to be usher. Because then we took the nachri out of the picture a little bit, and it was really just the two Jews that were involved, and that's going to be usher. All right, we're right in the middle of an inyan, but it's time to daven. So we'll pick up from Bishlama tomorrow. Bez Hashem.